Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris.
I nearly said I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Stephen Lang.
How you doing?
Yeah, not so bad, babe. Not so bad.
Feeling any better this week?
Do you know what? I hate to feel negative. No, I'm going to try and be positive. Well, no, I'm going to be honest. No, I don't.
Yeah, no.
I'm still sore. I'm still bruised. It's just awkward. I can't sleep very good.
Yeah,
position I'm in. Because my ribs are sore, my knees sore, but we move. Do you know what I mean?
I bet it gets... Well, I remember it like with my elbow, but it gets boring.
So yeah, really, I'm bored. And
really
you get
tedious.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah,
100%. So it's just nice to kind of get out of the house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's lovely to be in the studio.
Very nice to be in the studio. We are doing something a bit different today. We'll run through the showbiz news of Ellen, as we have done for the last couple of weeks. And then we're going to play a little quiz.
Oh, I love a quiz. What's the quiz, Stephen?
It's something to do with memoirs.
Okay.
We'll get there in a bit. You know me and quizzes.
Yeah. And you're not a fan of a game, are you?
Not really.
How are you with memoirs? I bet quite good.
What was the last memoir I read? It was probably like Sharon Osbourne or something. Quite a long time ago.
Hers is good.
Yeah. Mm. And then we have Linda Arcoli, who is from Surviving Paradise, a new Netflix show. Coming on towards the end of the show. But yes, first of all, like I said, we've got Ellen here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Looking
good to be back.
Very chic.
Yeah, we were looking both gold, both turned out in a lovely jacket.
Thank you.
Stunning.
I got my hair done as well.
Is that
she
what
got
it
the
is?
Hair
That's
did.
What it is. That's what it is. I'm feeling fly.
How's showbiz this week? Busy one, babes.
It's such a busy one this week, actually. And God, like, too much to narrow it down to, actually, but I did my best.
We appreciate it.
No worries, guys. It was a hard task. Firstly, we're going to start off with Pete Doherty. So he's actually doing a thing with what's his name again?
Louis Theroux.
Okay. I really wanted to say Justin Theroux there. Louis Theroux, and they're doing a documentary together, a part of Louis Theroux's new series. And apparently, it's actually really sad, because apparently he said he's a very sick man and he doubts he's going to be able to see his baby daughter grow up. His daughter's 5 months old.
Oh, blimey.
And this, like, Pete Doherty is only 44 years old. So that's quite shocking to hear, right, from him. But obviously he suffered with addiction, drugs and alcohol. He's had a heroin and crack cocaine addiction for years. But he's been clean now for 3 years. He lives in the south of France with his wife and his 5-year-old daughter, or 5-month-old daughter. And yeah, I just think that was really sad. Like, Louis questioned him on it and he was like, you know, you've pulled your life together. You know, why do you think that, you know, time is kind of running up? And he basically just said, oh, seriously, look at me. Do you know, he's walking with a cane now. And he said his doctor says that he has high cholesterol and stuff like that. But Louis was like, surely if you can sort your cholesterol and stuff out, like a lot of people have that. Like, but he dismissed it. He was like, do you know what? My years of cocaine use has just made me feel like this.
And it looks like there's Blimey. Nothing coming. I mean, obviously, I'm no doctor, but I've always equated high cholesterol with being slightly bigger.
Yeah.
I never thought you could be smaller and have higher cholesterol, but I guess maybe you can, because he's never been a big guy.
Well, have
he?
You seen him recently now?
No.
Right.
He does look a little bit different.
He's a bit bigger, yeah. So yeah. He's
basically, when you're that much of an addict, you don't eat, right? I mean, like, so he will have been very skinny because he would have not been eating. Yeah,
exactly.
Now he eats like a normal person.
He's probably having a lovely old time, France. Lovely
South of France.
That's And they do say that addicts kind of replace one addiction to another. So maybe now he gets his kicks from food. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I do.
So do we think it's cholesterol that is the problem?
Because that can be sorted,
like you say, can't it?
I don't know. I feel like he probably knows more than he's letting off. Mm. Maybe it's just the way he feels as well. But I just thought it was quite jarring to hear from a 44-year-old man that he, you know, thinks his time is nearly up.
Especially with a 5-month-old baby. That must be awful to put your baby to bed thinking, gosh, like, if you haven't got long, it must be heartbreaking.
And I know three years clean is quite a long time for an addict. But actually, in the scheme of things, when he started his addiction, he was so young.
Yeah.
So really, like, he was probably addicted, like, longer, half his life, do you know? So
and there's only, I guess, so much the body is gonna.
Yeah, and even speaking about his addiction in the documentary, he said that even speaking about it now, it like gets me tingly. Like he gets excited talking about it, and that scares him a small bit. So.
God, that's such a weird, because I mean, he was so famous for being an addict, right? Mm. Like, I mean, he would perform off his face. He was very, it was, that was what he was famous for, in addition to the music. Mm. And sort of his celebrity friends who are also addicts, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can imagine that if you have lived half your life like that,
yeah,
every day, you know, like that will have an effect on your mind, and maybe whether or not it's true that he only has a, you know, certain amount of time left. Mm-hmm. He probably feels like he does.
Yeah.
Kind of regardless.
Exactly.
Of whether it's true or not.
So true. And he also touched on his relationship with Kate Moss, which it was huge in the tabloids at the time. Yeah. I think they met in 2007. But he spoke about that. He actually said why they ended the relationship. And he said there was a kind of a few things came to a head. Number one, that they were arguing the whole time, but also
good enough reason to
good enough reason, yeah.
Fair
yeah.
dose, fair dose.
But also she didn't like crack dens and he did like crack dens. So I think that's
so fair. It seems like time to call the relationship a go. When one wants to go to the crack den and one wants to go for a steak, it's like, you know what, let's go our separate
or
ways.
Or even just that's go fair. To the pub for a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Exactly. And there was another incident he spoke about. He actually spoke about this in his book, but he said that she had a panic button, which I find kind of cool, but she had one in her flat in London during her height of like superstardom, being a superstar model. And she had a panic button down the side, and when you press it, like the police would come or whatever. And he had lost a bag of crack cocaine or something down the side of her bed, and he was rummaging for it, and he pressed it by mistake.
No.
And he said like 8 armed police officers showed up, kicked down the door into her flat, the whole thing, while they were lying in bed. So,
and did he say that he'd lost his crack?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, I think it's probably not something you tell
the armed police.
Yeah. The armed police, like, imagine.
While she's here, can you help me have a quick look?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it's not there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So that must have been terrifying for him. Imagine looking
and Kate,
at that.
I imagine as
and
well.
Kate, yeah. Exactly. So no wonder that didn't work. But she described their relationship before as like the worst mistake that's ever happened in her life. So,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, she didn't hold back.
Because it was quite a big, I mean, I'll be really honest, that's how I first heard of him, was through their relationship, especially back then, like say 2007, very much the height of celeb culture, tabloids talking. They was a big couple at the time.
Yeah, they were huge. They were on the front page of everything. But I think like they had an attraction to each other, but their lifestyles inevitably didn't gel.
Mm. Yeah.
I know there was a picture that The Sun ran with, and it was of Kate snorting cocaine in his
studio.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
But there was a rumor going around that he actually sold that picture because they were wondering how it got out. It was a really small group of people in that room, and she, I don't know if she reckoned, but the rumor was that he had sold it for money for drugs. He denies it.
Well, he probably did make a fair whack for it, didn't he? If he did,
if he got 250 quid.
I mean, that probably would have went for a lot more money.
Oh, back then,
especially
as well.
Back then. Yeah. And like, you know, imagine ringing a tabloid. I have a picture of like Kate clearly doing cocaine.
Kate having a line in the studio.
Oh, you'd get 100,000 easily.
Easy. I reckon, and some.
Yeah, exactly. So now he denies that. So we don't know, but somebody sold it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What else has been going down?
So this one actually startled me today when I saw it. I'd never heard this before, but Will Smith denied gay rumours after accusations. He was caught having sex with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Dwayne Martin. He said they're unequivocally false.
So what, was someone saying that they saw him?
Yes. So his ex-assistant, he was his assistant for a couple of years on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he went looking for Will one day in the studio. People were calling him to set, couldn't find him. He was tasked to go find him. He had the keys to that guy, Dwayne Martin's room. So he opened the door and apparently saw Will Smith taking it up the bum.
Oh, wow.
And he said he was murdering him. quote, end quote.
Well, like smashing him.
Smashing him, yeah. So that's what he was saying. He also spoke about Will Smith's manhood, saying that
it
was...
What did he say about it? Any good?
Can we get some details?
Well, guys, you're not going to be happy. Oh. He said it was a pinky toe.
Nah.
So
I don't take my Kelvins off for a pinky, Pamela.
But the only problem I have with this story is this guy is promoting a book, and hence why he's doing all these interviews. So this, it sounds a bit unbiased to me, to be fair. A bit biased, I mean. I feel like he's doing it to promote his book. Guess what his book is called?
What?
Will Smith's Demonic Circle.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's that.
Well, he's definitely going for it, isn't he? I mean, if he's that's the name of his book.
I think this is the tip of the iceberg with this book.
So Will has completely denied the rumours, has he?
Completely denied the rumours. He's actually thinking about legal action as well.
Fair.
Which is fair, especially if this book, if this is the first interview about that book, he's talking about his manhood.
No pun intended, but it's the tip.
Isn't it?
There's going to be a lot more to
come. It is the tiny pinky toe tip.
Yeah. Is the co-star in question, has he come out and said anything?
He hasn't come out and said anything, no.
No.
So he's kept quiet. Mm. But I wonder in a few days, will something emerge? Or maybe because now there's legal action threatened, maybe he'll just, you know, keep to himself. This could be a big court case.
I'm just trying to think. Someone of Will's position, you would think his assistant, especially over in Hollywood, there would be NDAs. So for this assistant to kind of, to go on record and release a book and kind of be so like, literally out there, spilling tea.
Yeah, not sort of like just tell his friends and it got sort of fed back and it was like, a little rumour.
I'm actually
going
to write a book on
this. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like as well, if there was NDAs and stuff like that, if that had happened, he would have been made sign loads more paperwork to make sure that that never comes out. Unless there was but you wouldn't think that you'd put a statute of limitations on something like that because you never want that to come out.
No, exactly.
So I don't know how true any of this is. This guy also said that him and Will were friends, but towards the end of their relationship, he considered Will as a friend, but Will did not consider him as a friend. So this guy maybe has burned some bridges with Will and is
sounds like
him
it.
I reckon so now. But also, even if there weren't any NDA, I'm just thinking, like, imagine being in the dressing room right now. The door opens. I'm guessing Will turns round.
I'm imagining.
Whilst partaking in the alleged act.
Right, yeah.
He's got his co-star hanging out the end of him, allegedly. So he knows that the assistant has seen this. You would think, even if there weren't an NDA, a lovely little check or a transfer would have been made to the assistant's account to go, right, keep this on the DL.
Exactly. Exactly.
So interesting stuff.
Yeah, so I feel like things aren't really adding up. Mm. Like, I also think it's just bizarre that someone can come out and say that and write a book.
And that's the title
and
as well.
The title but
it's also not
Demonic Circle.
Demonic Circle. That's crazy, right?
That's dark.
It's not the first time, though, that someone sort of made something up completely out of the blue and published it in a book. I mean, it does happen, right?
Is he not absolutely terrified of being sued, though? Like, especially in America.
Maybe he's got nothing to lose,
anything.
Though. If you've got... I don't know.
Maybe but he's hoping to make his monies on the interview and then on the interviews, and then he'll lose it all in the court case plus some.
If it gets that far, because you have to remember. I assume it's the same way as it is here, but you have to kind of prove otherwise. And sometimes, a lot of the people don't want to go to court because then they'll have to talk about their private lives.
And unless it's
even if it isn't true,
it's probably the last thing the Smiths want though at the moment. Because I mean, the last few months we've had quite a bit going on with the couple. Mm-hmm. Have we heard anything from Jade? Has she come?
Well, she's denied all these rumours. Like when she was on her own book tour, she was asked as well. About rumours that Will is gay and rumours that she is gay and rumours that they're swingers, and she said that they were all categorically false. But she said she understands why people think that because they're so closed off and they don't really divulge too much to the public, but she likes to keep it that way. She doesn't really care about the rumours. She just good for her. Yeah, she just wants people to know that they're not true. Yeah. But she doesn't care if people think that of them. So, you know.
Live and let live. We don't judge. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Allegedly, not allegedly. Go for it.
Exactly. And actually, there's a really good documentary out today. It actually came out today in America on HBO Max. But it's also going to come out here on the 18th of November, which is a few days' time, on Sky Documentaries and Now. and it looks to be a really good one because I hadn't heard of this guy before, but basically Harry Potter's ex-stunt double, he was paralysed during one of the scenes of Harry Potter. Have you guys heard of this?
I've heard of the story of this guy, but I don't know much of the details. Yeah.
See, I've seen stuff.
So he's Daniel Radcliffe's like official stunt double
for the first movie. So they were actually, he was his stunt double for 10 years. His name is David Holmes. The documentary is called David Holmes, The Boy Who Lived. And basically he was propelled far too quick into a wall. In the penultimate episode or scene of one of the movies, the first movie. And he broke his neck and now he has spinal injury.
So he's in a wheelchair now, right? Yeah.
He's in a wheelchair.
He has like life limit. It's life limiting. Yeah. What happened to him?
Yeah, he's paralysed.
I'm not sure if it's promo I've seen because, I mean, I think I'm one of the only people that's never seen a single Harry Potter in my life.
You're not. I'm the other.
I'm the other.
Talk about demonic circles.
This is a demonic circle. I've literally never ever seen it.
I've never seen an Harry Potter. Yeah.
Same.
Oh my God.
I read the first book.
This is cool.
I did read the first book.
I've read some Roald Dahls.
Guys, do you know what we should do? Start a Harry Potter podcast just to piss off all the fans. And then we can just try to guess what happens.
Be like, he seems like a bit of an arsehole.
But I know the concept. I know he's a wizard and all that and lives under the stairs. But I've seen something online about this man. I don't know if it's promo for this documentary or I don't know if he's done interviews about it. But it sounds quite interesting. He's actually going to speak out, like.
Yeah, so apparently, actually, this documentary has been in the works for a while. And he was planning to make it himself. And he realised, I don't really have the tools to make this. I don't know what I'm doing, yada, yada. It's quite hard to make a documentary. And Daniel Radcliffe came on board then in the end and they got proper producers, director, everything, and they've made it. So he hasn't watched it yet himself. He's quite nervous to watch it, but he said he will in his own time. So I think that will be a really good watch. I'm definitely going to watch it myself because I've never even heard of this story and it seems so harrowing. And the two of them are still really close friends. So
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's really cute.
Very interesting.
So next up, I'm shocked with this one. Number one, because Trish got evicted, but also 450 Ofcom complaints about it.
That's a lot. So
is this about people, about the, just the fact she got evicted? Because obviously there's been a lot of news stories about her since.
There really has. So basically, the Ofcom complaints are about the eviction. I'm so shocked about it, number one, because when Chanel got evicted, they mentioned Trish's name and the crowd went wild.
Yeah, they were going Trish to win. Yeah.
She was favourite to win.
I thought she had it in the bag at one point.
She was favourite to win. So I feel like there's a conspiracy now, right? Because since she was evicted and people were shocked and they were up in arms on Twitter, but since she's come out, there's been tweets that she had tweeted a couple of years ago and that have come to surface, and apparently they're racist and anti-Semitic.
Yeah, they are. They're anti-disabled. There's some anti-lesbian stuff on there. I find this it's really shocking because I've watched, I think, every episode of the series of Big Brother. I'm obsessed with it. And she was, and seemingly is, like very pro-social justice. She's like very defensive of people in the house and looked after her friends and kind of, she's
been quite pivotal in the love triangle between the three girls. She's like, Henry's opened up
good
to
at
her
giving
and
advice
she's and gone over and she spoke. So yeah, I'm kind of surprised as
I'm
well.
I'm shocked. I loved her because I was like, your morals are in the right place, your views are in the right place.
Wonder though, because I agree, right? Like it seems that way. I wonder, right, if it's one of those things where she's just gone on a real big journey of like personal discovery and just gone from some of those tweets were when she was an adult, and that's, you know,
what age was she when she done the tweets, do you know?
Some of them I think were, she was still in her 20s,
right, so
she wasn't a child.
Okay. Have you read them?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are they awful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really quite awful. And it's hard to, and I think this is the kind of the same way that a lot of people would find if it was their friend or something, to associate the person that wrote those tweets with the person that you like see in front of you.
Yeah.
And that is a complicated and difficult thing to like deal with, right? Like, what do you take a person for? What they've done in the past or what they're doing in front of you now?
Yeah.
And that's a debate that seems to be going on, like on social media and stuff, because she's been basically banned from appearing on like
the rest of the shows,
Late and Live and stuff and all of that. And there's an investigation into why why these tweets didn't get found and all of that.
So
I feel really conflicted.
Tweets.
Yeah.
Well, she's strange, though, isn't it? Because she has been so close to the boys in there and has kind of gone between and played the...
Well, I definitely don't think that she is homophobic.
No.
I mean, like, because...
Is it just the tone? I've not read them.
Well, this is the thing, because obviously what they're saying is a bit homophobic or whatever, or a bit racist or a bit anti-Semitic. I mean, it's bad stuff. Mm. But how do you then deal with the person in front of you at that point?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to... I really don't know the answer. How am I supposed to feel about Trish now? I don't know.
The thing is, about people getting cancelled and stuff in general, I feel like that's the problem. Like, you look at something they've done in the past and you write them off. And, like, as humans, we are all flawed. We all make mistakes.
We've all done and said awful things in the past. We've said awful shit
that, like, we would regret.
Yeah.
So I just feel... Now, I know I've never been like anti-Semitic and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like
100%. There is a difference.
There's a difference. But I do feel like we should allow people to be able to show up as their new self. Like, you know, to learn from their mistakes, to grow. Yeah. And I feel like the minute you write someone off, what does that do? Like, for anything, for society, for growth? None of us learn from it.
If you can't grow and evolve, what's the point of life in a way? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you kind of just delved back to... it's such a hard one,
it's
isn't it? Because if you can't learn from a mistake, which is how most people do grow,
yeah,
I don't know, but it is a tricky one. I mean, especially for a TV production company, a TV channel,
for ITV,
450 complaints. That's quite a lot for Ofcom, isn't it?
It is a lot. But the thing is, as well, about her is she's come out and she's completely caragodically, can't say that word, apologized.
Yeah.
And she has just basically said, like, I hold my hands up. What I said was disgusting. Who I am today is like not like reflective of those tweets. And I like that because it's rare that you see that. You know,
so she's kind of owning it. But
she's owning
what a lesson for people to take from this is always think before you tweet and stuff. Because when something's online, it's online forever. And not just necessarily for people on TV, but a lot of jobs now, employers will look at people's social media.
Yeah.
So you kind of always think before you...
Yeah, but turns out sometimes they're looking at social media and they still don't find it. Maybe the key is not to have it in your exact name.
Maybe they did find it and they actually, conspiracy theory alert, but maybe they did find it and they wanted the drama for the show.
Possibly. You've been watching Big Brother, haven't you, Bob?
Yeah, I've been watching ITV. To be fair, Stephen, obviously, you know, I've had a very good relationship for the last 12 years with ITV. They are so on the ball with people's social media.
Yeah.
Like, before a contestant or a contributor is on a show, like, checks are made. Yeah. Like, they are so on the ball with it.
It's bizarre how they missed it. It really is. I don't get it. Like, and it doesn't bode
well for
them.
Mistakes happen. Yeah. And clearly, who knows? I'm sure an inquiry will be done into it. But ITV are on the ball with things like
that. Won't happen next time around, I imagine, when whoever goes in. Who do you want to win?
Joe, I think it's a tough one. I like Yinran.
I'm a Yinran fan.
I like her too, right? And I do think...
The crying is...
The crying... I'm sorry to say, but it is a bit annoying. And I heard the housemates talking about her the other day and they were basically saying that they treat her like a child, even though she's older than most of them.
Yeah, she's like 26, 27 or something, isn't she? Yeah,
but they talk to her like a child and they speak to her like a child and she speaks back to them like a child. And to be fair, it's grating on me a small bit. Like, I think it's cute for a while.
Well, you know who the new favourite is?
Who?
Jordan.
I really?
After going back in, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I got an email about it today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Watch this space. I feel like it's going to...
Well, we'll know by next week.
It's Friday, doesn't it?
And
then Jungle starts Sunday.
Which I'm boycotting, so...
You are boycotting.
Yeah, you're not watching, are you? Because I'm Nige.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you're not the only one boycotting, because did you hear of all the other stars who said that they were going to boycott?
I have heard.
When I saw this, I just thought of you. I was like,
they must have been listening to Access All Areas last week.
That's it. They said, you know what? He's right.
If Stephen's boycotting, we're going to. So who's boycotting, babes?
So Lorraine Kelly didn't say she's going to boycott, but what she did say is it's wrong, and she doesn't think
she works at ITV.
She works at ITV, and she said this on the Lorraine show. When the rumours came out, she said, well, it's rumoured that Nigel Farage is going in the jungle. If he is, it's wrong, and I don't think he should go in. Yada yada. I was like, okay, brave, mm-hmm. taking a stance on ITV. Mm-hmm. I like it. Jason Manford also said it. He said he was going to boycott this year as well as last year. He boycotted last year because of Matt Hancock. So I feel like we should just keep politicians out of reality TV shows.
Or if you do put them on, put on the least problematic ones. I mean, yeah. I think there is.
Put on Liz Truss.
People will be like, who?
She was only Prime Minister.
Well, there was rumours at one point that she was going in, and then apparently there was also Fergie, wasn't there? Duchess of York.
Fergie, yeah. I would have loved to have seen that. Apparently, the reason she didn't go in is because she didn't want anyone to be able to ask her about Andrew.
Which is obviously the first thing you could have asked Fergie.
And to be fair to ITV, they were like, the only reason we kind of want you in there is to talk about
Andrew. Why you're getting paid, babes.
Exactly. They were hoping that somebody, maybe Jamie Lynn Spears or something, would be like, oh, who's your ex-husband? Yada, yada. And, you know, that she would be able to talk. But Fergie said that, no, that's the only stipulation in her contract, is she didn't want to talk about him.
Yeah.
And so they were at loggerheads
They could have said, you can talk about it and we promise to edit it out. They could have done something like that, right?
But what's the point?
I agree. When she sat around the campfire and then we don't see her for 3 weeks. Well, and we just see like montage about getting wood and boiling kettles.
I imagine Mike Tyndall wouldn't have said you can't talk about. Well, they wouldn't have exactly the same reason, right?
Yeah.
Like he just kept any sort of discussion to a minimum.
Yeah.
I think he obviously knows how to be clever about
it,
right?
Yeah.
Like
and also was probably very aware that was a huge reason of why he
was there.
Be booked.
Yeah.
Little tidbits about Princess Anne, and they were nice stories.
It's still a nice bit of tea.
Yeah, that's it. But like, they were nice stories for the royal family too.
Yeah, weren't like raising hell.
Good PR, for them. Well, and whereas with Andrew, obviously, there's a little bit more controversy.
That's it. And I feel like even if she said super positive stuff about Andrew, which she always does, she's still a staunch supporter of his.
Fast forward 2 weeks later, she's chewing on testicles and eating witchetty grubs.
But I do feel like the tabloids, just the headlines, maybe she's just thinking of that, bringing Andrew back through the mix.
Mm.
When things are probably trying to die down for him. I feel like that's maybe what she's thinking of.
And let's have it right. She lives in a palace. The girl's doing all right. Do you know what I mean? I think she's going to get through this cost of living.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
She's doing grand. We don't have to worry about Fergie.
But the same, talking about knowing why you've been booked, because it does crack me up. I've had a lot of time on my hands, obviously, being laid up and scrolling through the old social media. Social media has already jumped on the old memes, especially when it comes to old Miss Spears going into the jungle.
I know.
And especially her VTuber. Oh, I'm best known for being an actress and a singer.
I know, which throws my argument out the water from last week when I was like, no, she's a star of her own. She's an actress. And I'm seeing all the memes going, all right, Ellen,
shut
up. Did you
think this reminds me of Bobby Fox last week?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, back in your box.
I think it's going to be an interesting series. I will obviously see clips, but I'm not going to be watching the main show. That's all I've got to say on that.
We'll fill you in.
Yeah, right. Let's play a little trail and then play a little game.
Yes.
Can't wait.
FUBAR Radio presents Access
All Areas. We have the absolute icon, legend, Janice Dickinson.
I'm here.
Do you still enjoy doing reality shows, or do you now see it as more of like a part of your job that you like have to do?
I do really enjoy it. I don't enjoy the actuality of eating fish eyeballs.
Well, yeah, there's that side to Amazon.
Or goat's gonads, or vagina of cow.
Yeah.
But you do like the sort of social side, do you? Like just the
social side was fantastic. Just getting to know people and sleeping with people and eating with people when we didn't really have enough food.
Uncensored. This week we have Natalie Balmain, winner of Channel 4's Make Me a Prime Minister. We do have a serious problem with the standard of our public servants and the behaviour they display both in office and in ministerial office, no?
Absolutely, 100. We're an embarrassment.
Yeah.
We're a nation that once purported to be world leaders. But now with the people we have in charge, we can't even lead ourselves.
Well, we are leading the world in terms of idiots and clowns in office, I think.
Please do. Remember back in the day when it used to be like fashionable, or it was the thing to do when you'd go on Facebook Yeah. And he'd be like, oh, I'm like in a relationship. And what was the other one? It was, it's complicated. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Or... it's complicated. But then what he used to do, it used to pop up on the feed. So you'd be sitting there.
Yeah.
And then in the feed, it would be, I don't know, Jess, whoever is now single. So you like that one. Or poke them. Did you poke them? And then you'd give them a little poke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little virtual poke.
Yeah.
Just to go, I see you're single now, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook were great, weren't it?
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio. Radio.
Right, Ellen, run us through what we're going to do.
Right, okay, so we have a little kind of quiz coming up. How are you with games? You like them?
I mean, all right. We'll make it work.
Right, okay. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to say a quote of a celebrity memoir, and you guys have to guess... whose memoir it is.
Okay.
Easy, right?
I think we can do that, can't we, Bob? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to start. I nearly said the name of the person.
You can do that.
How easy. Okay, so the first quote is, "The release of that private footage devastated me personally and professionally. It followed..." All right, go on.
Ding, ding, ding.
Go for it.
Paris Hilton.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that right? Yes.
Perfect.
Well
Fair
done.
Play.
I wish we had sound effects.
Yeah, well, we need some sound effects.
Okay, next. "My demeanour was innocent and it wasn't an act. I didn't know what I was doing." This one's quite hard. It's just one sentence.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Do you have the answer?
No.
What's going on here?
I'm just really clever.
Two to Stephen. For somebody who didn't read a memoir since Sharon Osbourne, you're doing really well.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Next one. "I just wish at the second darkest moment of my life, they'd both been there for me. And I believe they'd look back one day and wish they had too. Is each generation doomed to unwittingly repeat the sins of the last?"
Ding, ding, ding. Prince Harry.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Well done. That was so good.
So was he, I bet he was talking about William and
Charles. His dad. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, cute.
Okay, good one.
All right, next.
2-1.
I don't know if you're going to get this one. Then I hung up and asked myself, did I sleep with Warren?
Ding, ding. Madonna.
No.
Oh.
I kind of remember. I guess I did. Probably once. The name is Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty. Yeah, that was he used to go out with Madonna. Hmm. Who else could it be? Someone that's released a book. Did I sleep with Warren?
Went out with Madonna.
Am I in the ballpark?
No. Well, I mean, female.
Right.
And singer.
So that's about 3.5 billion people. I can.
I'm a singer.
Female singer. Janet Jackson. No, definitely
no.
Not.
So she woke up and asked herself, did she sleep with him? This ain't Britney as well, is it?
No.
I think Warren Beatty's in his like 70s, isn't he?
I mean, not discriminating against age.
Okay, will I give you a clue? Mm-hmm. The name starts with B. It's not Britney. It's not Beyonce either.
Belinda Carlisle.
No.
Oh my God, babe.
Yeah, this one's really hard, to be honest. Like, I don't think
British?
I'll get it. No, she's American.
And begins with a B.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
Yes. Well done.
Go on, babes. I hope she did sleep with Warren.
It's a draw. I don't
Damn
even
it.
Know who Warren Beatty is.
How did you get...
Who's that?
Who's Barbara Streisand?
No, Warren. Oh my God, no. Thank God I know who
Warren
she is.
Warren Beatty, he's an actor.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. He's like an actor.
He's like an actor, yeah. I'm just correcting myself there.
All right, next one. Dave, Bob Saget is dead. Not sure why I have to use his last name. Dave knows. I'm not calling to tell him Bob Hope died. I call Laurie Loughlin.
Bob Hope. No, Bob Hope is a person, yes. I'm not.
Bob Hope?
Yeah.
Bob Hope died. I call Laurie Loughlin, who's on the 18th hole of Lakeview Country Club golfing with her husband. Bob is dead, Laurie. She tells me later she dropped to her knees like me.
Death silence. Bob Hope. Fucking hell.
So yeah, we're talking.
So there was a few names there. Dave, Bob Saget.
Yes, and Bob Saget. Bob Hope.
And so we're looking at someone from the older generation.
Yeah, is it someone kind of 80s?
I actually don't know who this is.
British or American, or don't know.
I'm going to guess American just by the name, but I couldn't be certain.
Begins with?
J. I could give you the first name. I don't think you'd still get it.
Oh, okay.
John?
John F. Kennedy. No. Oh, no.
Bon Jovi.
No.
John. John Bon Jovi.
You said that.
Oh. I'm running out of Johns. Is it? Yeah, it is a John. Isn't
it's a John.
It?
See, I told you.
No, I don't think I know it.
John Stamos?
Oh, yeah. John Stamos. I don't know. Yeah.
Who's that?
He's an actor from Full House.
Oh. Just so everyone's aware, I didn't make this quiz because it would be so weird if I had. I don't even know who it is.
We appreciate you doing it.
No worries. All right, the next one. Oh, this is going to be chaotic just by the person who's wrote it.
Okay.
I wasn't obsessed with the Caesar salad. How would you be obsessed with a Caesar salad when you're sitting next to fucking Madonna?
Robbie Williams.
No.
Oh.
Male or female?
Female. American.
Britney Spears. Britney.
No.
No.
Caesar salad.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
I wasn't obsessed with the Caesar salad.
Love a salad, the Jenners.
That's true.
They do love a salad. That was a good guess, actually, based on the salad reference. Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Kim Kardashian?
No.
Oh.
Justin Timberlake?
No.
Amber Rose?
No. I'm going to go another clue. Denim. Low-rise denim jeans.
Britney Spears?
No.
Jessica Simpson?
No.
Christina Aguilera?
No, this century.
Ways?
Also not as big as them.
Jesus Christ. Ashley Simpson?
No. Her name starts with a J.
Jessica Lynch. Simpson.
I said that.
Jessica Alba. Jessica. Is it a Jessica?
It's not a Jessica.
Jennifer.
No. We just. This is like pulling teeth.
Janet Jack. No.
No. No. Do you want to know? This is brutal.
Go on.
Julia Fox.
Oh, Jesus no. Christ. Julia Fox.
Guys, he could have come up with a better quote.
Wait, she has. Julia Fox has an autobiography.
I know. What the.
I could have sat here till New Year's Day. I never was going to guess that.
Wow.
Also,
okay.
If this is the best little line that they can get from her autobiography, it's going to be livid.
It's not going to be a stocking
filler. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Jesus.
Okay, I keep nearly saying their names because it's in front of the quote. Okay.
So what are we at? 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah.
2-2, yeah. Okay, so next one. This agreement was never, you can sleep with whomever you want. Whenever you want. Instead, it was, hey, when those temptations are in play, let's trust each other to come together
in
partnership with the truth.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done. We literally were just talking about this as well. That helped.
Yeah. I did pick that up. It sounds like I'm taking a piss, though, if I say that.
Yeah, you were probably thinking, geez, all the celebs are at it. Oh my God, who isn't? Okay, next one. It ruined lives, starting with our relationship, and it's unforgivable that people still, to this day, think they can profit from such a terrible experience, let alone a crime.
Ooh.
Kim Kardashian.
No, but along the right lines.
Paris.
We've already.
No, but along the right lines.
So, American reality star.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
So,
Caitlin. I mean,
she's an actress, but she also had a reality TV show.
Is it like a Real Housewife?
But I like along the lines that you were saying with the sex tape vibes.
Okay.
Someone that benefits.
Female sex tape. I mean, not normally my go-to watch. what female American?
He named the top two sex tapes that were released around that
Kim
era.
And Perry.
Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
Yes.
Fair play.
Yeah. She was the one who set off the sex tape
era.
Yes.
That's true. And that's such a good, that documentary was fascinating.
It was. It really was. Wasn't it? And like, she got all over. Like, she didn't want to set off the sex tape scandal. Yeah. But I presume Kim and Paris did.
Well, yes.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Okay, next. Ooh. I was punished for being queer while I watched others being protected and celebrated who gleefully abused
ding, ding.
People in the wide open.
Boy George.
No.
George Michael.
No.
Elton John.
No.
British, American.
American.
Are these recent books?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, okay. Jada Pinkett Smith.
What's the
probably.
Quote again, sorry, darling?
I was punished for being queer while I watched others be protected and celebrated who gleefully abused people in the wide open.
Ooh.
Ooh, I actually want to read this book now.
Apparently the book came out this year.
Ooh.
Do you know who it is when you read the name? Is it someone we will know?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Ooh.
I can't think of a famous
punished
gay.
Punished for being queer.
Bobby Norris.
Ding ding ding! Hey, you never told us your book is out.
Punished for being queer, while others was getting away with it, yeah. Basically. So who's felt? So I'm guessing I've had to live a closeted life to a certain point.
Yeah. So it's a he.
Mm.
And he was on Lorraine a couple of months ago.
Will Young.
No. He was in a movie, a really famous one, but he was a woman in the movie. Silence. He's transitioned from female to male. The movie was called Juno.
From female
to male. Elliot Page.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who that is? No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Okay, well, you were never going to get that then. Okay, this is our last one.
Okay, you got time for one more, yeah.
One more. Okay. Somewhere in the Paramount vaults, there must be an outtake of me tottering onto the Enterprise Bridge from the captain's ready room and saying, "Tea is in the... tapestry room, Your Grace." Everyone on the bridge laughed.
Patrick Stewart.
Yes. Oh my God.
Well, wait, done.
I'm a Star Trek fan.
Oh, I was like, who's that?
Yeah. Never seen,
never
Star
seen
Trek.
It. No, me and you are
all
one of
the Star
same.
Star Wars.
Same.
Not that quite. Can't relate.
Can't relate.
If it's...
Well, don't worry because I won. So, okay.
You did.
Well done, babe.
Nothing to worry about. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that, Ellen. It was
no
very good.
Worries.
You did a very good job.
Well done, Stephen.
I'm
There's
delighted.
No prize. There's no prize. No, you just get bragging rights. That's it.
Yeah. Do I get a week off? Do I get... No.
No.
Okay.
Nothing. So okay. Enjoy that.
You just
that.
Get to put your head on your pillow tonight now and you beat me.
Good. Well, that's all I need, Bob. That's all I need. Great. Well, thank you very much, Ellen. Appreciate you coming in
thank
as
you.
Per yep. usual. Let's play a little trail and then we will get Linda Cully from Surviving Paradise in.
Yep.
FUBAR Radio presents... All areas.
And we are joined now by our lovely guest, James Johnson, celebrity hairdresser. How are you, James?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
What was Mel B like then? I used to
best.
Be a Spice Boy.
The best energy.
Did you sing to her?
Oh, no, I can't sing.
Nor can I, but I still
but I remember
don't.
The job got cancelled. I went to wherever she was staying in London, it got cancelled. And whoever she was living with made us Victoria sponge cake. So the job got cancelled, we all sat around the table eating cake. I got in the car and I was like, I've just sat with a Spice Girl eating Victoria sponge.
Oh, noshing a bit of Vicky Sponge. Nick Helm
and Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club. We are joined in the studio now by professional comedian Brett Goldstein. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm very grateful to be here with you two.
If you could dig someone up and fuck them.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly and Cary Grant, right?
Not Cary, there's not much time. If I could dig up Gene Kelly, I'd say, could we do a dance?
I've got the shovel in my boot.
In this scenario, is he still dead when you dig him up, or does he come out?
Does he
of...
come to life? Is he a rotten corpse, or is he?
That's fan club.
The dating show. Dating or going on dates when you were like a teenager was always quite fun, though. Do you know what I mean? I remember going on dates to like the cinema. You'd go shopping, like shopping centres, wouldn't you?
I think, if anything, they were maybe this just says about life and where it is, but I used to get really excited, like more excited than I do now. Like the thought of going to meet someone in a park, a boy, it was like, oh my fucking God, what trainers am I going to wear? Are my trainers clean? Am I going to plait my hair? It was like, if the thought that would go through my head just to meet one person, whereas now, you know, you might meet someone on the way home from work and it's like the effort, you're still making an effort, but it's like, yeah, I can fit you in. It's completely different.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Absolutely delighted to have beaten you there, Bob, to be honest. Not going to lie.
I love a little game, though.
Do you?
I do. You know I love a little quiz. I'm not very good at them.
Clearly not, because I beat you. we have our guest, Linda, I think, on the line. Linda, are you there?
Hello, Linda.
I'm here.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You are looking stunning, by the way. We were just saying off air.
Thank you so
love
much.
Love your blow dry.
Yeah, gorge.
Hair is stunning.
Thank you.
How is life since winning Surviving Paradise? It must be a bit of a weird thing to say out loud.
It's crazy to finally say it out loud because, you know, we filmed this about like a year and a half ago.
Right.
So it's been like so much has happened in between then, but it's actually been so overwhelmingly positive, which is a surprise to me because obviously when I went on the show, I just was like, I didn't know what I was getting into. And I thought, okay, you know, this will be fun. It'll be cool. And I never would have expected the end result to be what it was. And so to finally be living in it and to, you know, go places and people will be like, hey, congratulations. But it's just beautiful. And then the comments, the things that people are saying in response to me winning has just been, it's been such a blessing.
Was it nice watching it all back like a year and a half later? Because I guess a lot of it that you've recorded, certain bits you've probably forgotten happened. Yeah. Especially like just little conversations in passing.
So much I forgot happened. Like, it's crazy to like, I'll be like, oh yeah, we did have that conversation. And I did say that. But it's like, you know, it's so much to see. And then it's also interesting to see how people think about what happened. Cause you only know, like, you know, certain scenes that happen, you only know your perspective and who you're around. So to see it from like other cast members and that perspective, that's been interesting too, to just be like, you know, to like kind of tie in all those missing pieces.
So what made you want to sign up for a show like this in the first place? Because obviously the idea basically is you don't really know what you're signing up to, right? Like,
yeah.
So what made you want to do it, and what was it like? Explain actually for anyone that doesn't know what the show is about.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So Surviving Paradise is they took 15 people who thought they were going to have this luxurious summer and, you know, this fancy part of the world, and they put us all on this villa, and we had to fight for our spot to get there.
Yeah.
And so you fight for your spot to get there through forming alliances and being down at camp, which is very tough, hard conditions of rice and beans.
Yeah.
And, you know, hot sun and, you know, no brushing your teeth, no showers, no nothing. And, you know, you have to depend on the votes and the alliances of other people to get up to the top. And I definitely didn't know that this is what I was getting on. When I was first contacted about being on the show, it was originally called something called Jet Set. And they reached out. They said that, you know, hey, like, this would be a great opportunity. You know, we went through a series of interviews, and I literally thought that I was going on like something like maybe like a Love Island, like a new version of Love Island. I would never expected that, you know, this is what we were getting into.
And was you disappointed it weren't like a Love Island? Was you looking for someone special? Do you know what I mean? Was you looking for a nice guy?
Okay, when they were being so coy about what we were doing, they just were not saying anything at all. And so I figured it was because when I had my interview, all they talked about was my dating life. And they talked about, like, you know, what I like to do and what. So I just knew. I was like, okay, this is what I'm game for. All my outfits, everything was prepared for that.
Yeah.
So when I get there, I'm just like, I can't even react because I'm just that overwhelmed with shock. And I do not camp. I've never camped. That lake scene y'all saw, I've never swam. I don't do anything outdoorsy. So it was just it was a big shock to my entire body. And I was very disappointed. So, I thought we were going to literally be on catamarans the entire time.
So when you're packing your cage, you're packing to look hot, nice little outfits. You're thinking grab a few dates with some sexy guys. And then you're eating rice and beans and you can't brush your teeth.
No. And then y'all only saw so little. So the setup that they had, you know how like when we first walk in, we're all standing around. Mm. I just know, I'm like, okay, we're going to be in this villa. Everyone's going to be interacting. It's going to be like that type of vibe. And then, you know, but what was confusing me was the cash prize.
Right.
So that was my first thing. So I was like, okay, they're not really emphasizing, you know, like a love thing. Like they're kind of emphasizing more like money. So I'm like, okay, cool. Then we were kind of going around talking, Lalise and Haley both said that they were in relationships. So I said, okay, so we can't be on a love show. So now I'm really, now my guard is all the way up. I'm like, okay, I don't know what we're doing, but I'm going to go with it. And then when Jessie Mae came in, it was up for me.
So yeah, you mentioned Elise, and obviously in the end the whole situation with the money and the winning, what you did, how was all of that at the time? I mean, and how do you look back on it like a year and a half later?
So at the time, you know, the show cut so much, you know, me and Lalise really grew so much in that experience. And we really became so close in such a short amount of time. You know, obviously there was like the thing happened with the vote down between me and Cisco. And then, you know, we were able to go get over that patch just like friends do. And we were able to really build a strong friendship that I don't think was shown as much as it could have been. But when it came down to the split, I knew that in my heart, I was going to split the money. It was just a matter of, okay, who do I split it with? Because, you know, obviously we were in this triangle and it was me, Lalise, and Alex. And it was just a matter of, okay, do I give it to Alex? Do I give it to Lalise? And, you know, my heart was just telling me, you know, Linda, you came here to empower women. And, you know, you've built this strong relationship with a woman. And this is a first and great opportunity that you have to be able to impact a woman on a platform and hopefully inspire others to do the same. And so that's why I went with Lalise.
So when you get out, you get home and they transfer the money into the account. What's the first thing you go and have a little splurge on? Are you a shoe girl? Are you a bag girl?
I'm a bag girl.
Yeah, me too. What bag did you buy?
Okay, so I went and got me the Balenciaga hourglass bag.
Stunning. Yeah, good choice.
I've been keeping that for a little while, but that was the only thing. Everything else was responsible.
Yeah, but you allowed a little splurge, do you know what I mean?
And also, just a small one. I'm
tiny
like, okay,
splurge. You've been through all of that.
I was out there for 15 days. I'm going to treat myself.
Exactly. And it'd been good and been kind to share the money, because if anyone who's listening who's not seen the show or the finale yet, you could have got 250 for yourself, couldn't you?
Yes.
So you've done yourself out of 150 grand.
Yeah. And it was, you know, and like, I'm human. That's a lot of money to walk away from.
It's a lot of bags.
$50,000. And, you know, but I just knew that, you know, walking away with 100 grand and being able to help and bless another person was more important to me and my experience, especially somebody who I became friends with and still are friends with to this day. I felt that that would have been much more of a well-rounded experience for me than taking all the money and buying all the purses in the world, but feeling that guilt inside.
That's a really nice way to put it. And actually, I think a lot of people that do reality shows would not feel like that. You know, a lot of people would sort of think, this is my one opportunity to get my hands on a huge amount of money. I've just won this show. The decision is mine. I may never see these people again.
I understand that, you know, especially after going through this experience, I definitely can see where they could come from. But, you know, I'm a strong believer that, you know, money will come around again. And, you know, like, I'll put myself in position to make sure that happens. But with this experience specifically, I wanted to make sure I did it in a way that was representative of who I am. And so I'm happy with the split. I'm happy with my one little bag and, you know, the rest. And we're going to, you know, use it and do something positive with it. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. And I'm a big believer in life. What's meant for you won't pass you by. And actually, there's a lot to be said for being a good person and a kind person. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think you come away richer, even though not financially by splitting, but as a person. So actually, what you've done, I think, was the best decision. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And that's what's really made this, like, you know, because I think, you know, when all this came out, so many people emphasized the money and how much money was left on the table. Mm-hmm. But it's those comments about, you know, people that talk about, hey, like, you know, what you did really inspired me. It showed me, it gave me, you know, belief in humanity again. It gave me, you know, it inspired me to want to do something better. Those are the comments that I feel like replace any amount of money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think, and I walked away with a great friend. And you know what I mean? And all the castmates, I think, like, you know, my experience has been a lot different than I think a lot of people speak on with reality shows. I'm really, really close with a lot of my castmates, especially Lalise and Alex. And like, this whole experience has been life-changing for me, literally. And I know people say that, but it truly has changed me in more ways than one.
Absolutely.
What's life been like since it's all happened? Like, I know, are you sort of back to a day job? What's happening?
It's been good, you know. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how I can, like, start releasing some stuff about the Confidence Agency. I don't know for those that haven't watched, but, you know, that was my main reason for wanting to, you know, be there and win mm-hmm. the money, was to put, you know, efforts towards that. And so we've made a lot of improvements with that. We've made a lot of progress towards that. Some developments are coming along in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to announce those. And so it's just basically been about just like pushing myself, pushing the brand, and just, you know, staying positive.
And for our listeners, where can they find out more about this? What are your social handles, babe? Is it like a website, your Instagram, your Twitter? Well, your ex, I guess. I can't get used to calling Twitter
ex. Twitter now.
What's your ex?
Yes. Okay, so the website is one of those things that we are working on, and I'm so excited for that. But all of my socials are all the same. It's at Life on Lock. And so that's LIFEONLOC. So Life on Lock, just without the K. So LIEONLOC.
And what's the group WhatsApp chat saying? Is there a group WhatsApp chat?
You know, I realize that's like a YouTube thing, because, you know, we still use the just the regular iPhone, the iMessage.
Oh, do you? Okay, that's an American. Yeah.
Wow. I love me some WhatsApp. I'm Nigerian, so I mean, that's how I communicate with all of my family is through WhatsApp. But it is still, it's very active. We are always in there. We're always talking. We're always talking about, you know, some tea, some mess, and drama. But, you know, it definitely is, you know, a family chat for sure.
Talking of tea, anything that, like, you know, and like you say about when it comes to things getting cut from the show, things getting edited, because obviously they record so much stuff. By the time it goes to air, they've got to cut stuff. Otherwise, it'd be a 6-year show. What got cut from the show that people would be interested to hear? Spill some tea, Linds.
Don't get me in trouble.
Nah, so, babe, you got your 100 grand.
Yeah, you've won the money. Don't worry.
I think there were a lot of relationships that I think people would be very interested to see more of. I think one in particular was Justin and SK. You know, obviously the box scene was very emotional, and I think a lot of people were a little confused as to why it was so emotional, but I think a lot of the depth of their relationship was cut. And I think people might have enjoyed to see that.
That's interesting. Yeah, sometimes literally they just have to, yeah.
Yeah, it comes down to timing, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like something's got to go on the cutting room floor, and they're like, oh, what do we chop? Yep.
And they've got to chop some things up. And that's understandable, because, I mean, it is a show. But I wish that they had shown some, you know, some things that would make things make a little bit more sense. Like, there were so many relationships, so many, like, different, you know, bites and things that were said and not said. But, you know, I definitely think that we're going to do our part behind the scenes to show you guys little clips of what really went down.
Oh, love that. Well, Linda, thank you so much for joining us, Steven. Congratulations. Hope you and your Balenciaga bag are very happy together. yeah, and congrats. And for anyone that hasn't checked out the show, it's Surviving Paradise on Netflix.
Surviving Paradise on Netflix. You guys will love it.
Thank you so much. Lovely to speak with you, darling.
So nice to meet you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. What a lovely lady.
I know, I'm obsessed with her blow dry. Her hair's incredible.
Yeah, her hair did look incredible, didn't
Stunning
it?
Stunning girl.
Gorge. Well, great show.
Great show, babes. Lovely to see you again.
Yeah.
As
it's my birthday next week, Bob.
Oh, shall bring
still
your birthday
still
cake.
Coming
what
into
do you
the
want,
show.
A Colin?
Yeah, I'll have a little Colin the Caterpillar. My birthday's on Tuesday, so I'll be 38 the next time I come in.
I forget, your whole lot 10 years older than me.
You bastard.
I'll bring you a cake, babes.
I'll just be happy with a gin in a tin, babes.
I'll get you a gin in a tin, babe. Better than a Colin.
What are you up to? I guess it's quite difficult.
I want to get back in the gym, which is obviously impossible with the situation I'm in at the moment. But
and that's for your mental health as well, right?
Yeah, it's good for your head. I think that's what I'm struggling with the most, if I'm really honest. But hey ho, fortunate in a way, like, could have been worse.
So. Yeah, you're still here, Bob.
Still here,
Bob. You're pumped full of codeine.
Yeah. Full of codeine and still spilling the tea on Access All Areas. And guys, I'll be spilling the tea again next week with Birthday Boy.
Yeah. So, until then, thanks everyone for listening. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.